Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
Are you a keen Sheffield Live listener? Do you want to get involved? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and it gets better when you take part. Contact us to find out how you can be part of Sheffield's newest radio station. Call us on 281-4092 or email us on info@sheffieldlive.org. 93.2 FM, Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
This is Sheffield Live.
This is Communities Live.
Because at that time the housing was cheaper.
I know it's not a big city centre, but there's still quite a few shops. I quite like it.
Dog and Partridge on Trippett Lane every other Thursday.
Love the green room just for like acoustic nights.
This is Communities Live.
It's a very big question, isn't it?
We have a diverse society in Sheffield.
I like all the art sculptures.
It's friendly, there's a lot to do.
I really like the Peace Gardens. I like all the little fountains and little areas that you can just sit out and chill in.
Sheffield is a very nice city.
This is Communities Live.
I love Sheffield, yes. Love it. Been here 17 years.
I like Sheffield because the people are very friendly.
This is a large student community, so it makes it like very lively, very vibrant city in that regard, and also very multicultural, no?
And we love the Sheffield people.
Everything, the city, the nature, the outside of Sheffield, it's lovely. Great place.
Hi, my name's Billy Bragg, and you're listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM.
When I wake up in the morning, love, and the sunlight hurts my eyes, and something without warning, love, bears heavy on my mind. Then I look at you, and the world's all right with me. Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day. Instead of me, always seems to know the way. Then I look at you, and the world's all right with me. Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day.
Welcome to Communities Live, live here on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM. I'm Oliver Dixon.
I'm Chris Lanai.
I'm Bradley Middleton.
And I'm Lewis Wright.
How is everybody? This is the first time in, I can't remember when, all four of us have been in the studio together.
I know, I mean, I was supposed to come in last week, but unfortunately due to trades being cancelled, I couldn't get in, so sorry about that, guys. But no, how are you all anyway?
We're all great. It's nice to have everybody back in the studio.
It is, yeah.
On this nice day.
Yeah, it's really warm,
on this lovely day, actually.
Exactly, yeah.
Lovely weather.
They say it's really warm, isn't it? I mean, it's really stuffy here in the studio, but we should be out in the sunshine, really.
Exactly.
We should be in the studio.
Well, come 1 o'clock.
Yeah, plenty of pubs nearby. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, nice. Thought we'd kick off the show with Black Sabbath's Heaven and Hell. Just the other day was the 46th anniversary of that album. The first album not to feature Ozzy Osbourne after he left in 1979, replaced by the late, great Ronnie James Dio. They were in a bit of tatters after that. They weren't as... not as good, but they weren't as successful as the 70s treated them. And also playing Bill Withers' Lovely Day, of course, with the weather outside. That nice blue sky. It's meant to be up to 20 degrees later, actually.
Oh,
weather
fantastic.
It's about time as well. It's about time. I mean, we had some miserable weather lately, haven't we? I mean, it was freezing a couple of days ago. Yeah. It's about time we had a change of weather now.
Exactly. I wonder how long it's going to be until people start going, oh, it's too hot again, it's too hot.
Give it time.
Yeah, we just like to complain.
Everybody complains. I mean, we complain when it's too warm, and we complain when it's too cold.
Exactly.
We can't win.
There's not that sweet spot, is there?
Yeah, and when it is, it's just a bit boring and disappointing.
So, how's everybody? Has anybody got been up to much?
The hay fever. Suffering with hay fever.
Hay fever.
Was that coffee of the week?
No, but it's sort of like led into that.
Oh, dear.
So what about you, Lewis? I mean, have you been up to much?
I went to the Deep, the aquarium in Hull recently.
We love the Deep.
Yeah, it was fantastic. Lots of screaming children, a lot of screaming children, probably a bit too many, but I enjoyed it a lot overall. Yeah, just kind of wandered about there, saw some big sharks, tried to get a photo next to a shark, but of course they just swim out the way the second you get your camera out. But yeah, it was a great time.
Typical.
You know, I haven't been to the Deep in a long, long time. I mean, I'm talking about, nearly 20 years ago now.
I mean, I think it had been that long since I've been, to be
fair.
I mean,
you know, I was a kid when I last went. And I'm showing my age now. It's not, you know, I mean, I'm 36 years old, coming 37 this year, so I'm an old man, you know.
I wouldn't have guessed, so.
But, I'll be honest with you, I can't remember the Deep, I'll be honest with you, it's been that long.
I mean, if you just think of aquarium, you kind of know what you're getting into. But yeah, it was nice. Yeah, lots of big stuff. I think we were in there for about 2 hours. If there weren't as many children, probably would have been a bit longer.
Yeah,
Taking your time with stuff. But, you know, there's only so many kind of shrieks you can put up with.
Are the penguins still there?
Yes, there were some penguins there. They were very good. They were all quite, they just were relaxing when we got there, though. They were all sort of huddled in a corner. And, you know, we're waiting for about 10 minutes for one of them to do anything, but nothing happened.
Yeah. Interesting. Anybody else been up to anything? Anything special?
I went to see Paul Carrack.
How was that?
Really good. Really great singer as well. And I mean, his song always classic songs as well. His song Over My Shoulder with Mark and the Mechanics, The Living Years, amongst many others. And how long has this been going on? Great
songs.
And you know what? He's such a great singer, and I think he's so underrated as well. I think, honestly, he should be up there with Elton John and Paul McCartney with the legends, because he's a great singer.
He's so underrated.
Yeah, and I don't know if you actually know this, he also played the piano, the keyboard, sorry, on Something About the Way You Look Tonight with Elton John.
Oh, really?
And he's also wrote a song with the Eagles as well.
He's been around the block
a little
bit.
Yeah.
Very nice.
And he's such a nice man as well. I met the guy. He's a really, really nice man. Yeah. And I wish him all the best on his new tour as well.
Yes, all the best, Paul, if you are tuning in. We're going to get into a certain James Bond song later on, but I want to talk about something. It was I got told the wrong time, by the way. I apologise for the wrong time that I got told last week. It's the Assassin's Creed Black Flag resynced preview that was broadcast at 5 o'clock in the evening last Thursday after the show. Did anybody watch it?
No. I watched it.
What do we think?
The question I'm thinking is why. Why? I mean, and it's because, I mean, the original was such a great game. Yeah. And I mean, if you wanted to update it, yeah, update to modern graphics, that's completely fine, but leave the original. But I think, from what I heard rumour-wise, and I don't know if it's true or not, they're taking out the modern-day sections and replacing it with more story for Edward Conway,
Edward Conway, something like that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And they're taking more... They're putting more a backstory for Edward, but taking out all the modern-day sections.
Yeah.
Nah, I don't know. I don't know. I mean, because that's the... I mean, sorry. That is mainly the main part of the... Part of the game, I think, the modern day sections, because I don't know. I mean, how do you explain, really?
There were good parts of the game, the original one, from 13 years ago now. Taking them out, don't know how that's gonna end.
I mean,
but go on, sorry.
I was going to say, I feel like the modern day bits were like the weakest part of the original Black Flag, though. Like, if there was any bit they had to lose, that would be the bit to lose.
Yeah.
It just sort of depends how they address that, whether they replace it with something worthwhile or just try and ignore it whatsoever. But, like, I don't feel like it's going to be an inferior product because of that being taken away, but... There might be some other things which bring it down a bit.
But I will say this though. I mean, do you feel that the story has lost its way though? Because now that Desmond Miles, who was the main character in the all the way up to number three, when it ended with him, I'm not gonna spoil. I don't want to spoil it because like if you haven't played the games, I mean, great games. When it ended with him, do you feel like the story went all over the place?
Well, it was the end of like an overall arcing narrative, I think. But so, yeah, kind of the story did end, and they tried to do it again a bit with Origins. They introduced the new modern day person, but she just wasn't that interesting.
No.
And then I can't even really remember how her story finished off because it did end in Valhalla, but it's all a bit confusing. I mean, they do need some other kind of modern-day thing to keep things going and give it an overall narrative sort of push. Mm. But I don't mind them not addressing that with this one. I just want them to focus on making the things which made it so good right and looking to add on in ways which might complement that. Like, one of the things with the original Black Flag, combat isn't actually that fun. Like, online combat is not the best.
Yeah.
And it looks like they've worked on addressing that a lot more, which, yeah, that's kind of what I'm here for.
I mean, I was looking forward to it after episode 3. I mean, when Assassin's Creed Black Flag... I mean, great game, by the way. Don't wrong with that. But it felt to me like the way Assassin's Creed 3 ended and there was a villain that came at the end. I mean, we didn't see her again ever since, and it was like you just left it on a cliffhanger.
Yeah. Just wanted to know why.
It's like you haven't explained who she is, what she does, and where she's going to be ending up soon. We haven't seen any of that.
Yeah.
It's like we just carried it on for the sake of it, and now whether they forgot about it, who knows? But
I think that was the point when they started making multiple games at once as well. So it's not even like, you know, you can do something, then learn from it and build a new story after that.
Yeah.
Like, they're constantly rewriting things and stuff all the time to work with each other, which isn't great overall for a continuing narrative. But, I mean, Black Flag itself, Edward's story is very good and very interesting. Like, that's kind of one of the best parts about it, him himself. So if they can find a way to make him even more interesting than he is, fair enough.
I mean, what's your... have you got another... favourite Assassin's Creed game? I mean, other than Black Flag, what's your favourite Assassin's Creed game, would you say?
Can't really decide like a second favourite, because Black Flag is still my favourite, and it probably forever will be.
Yeah.
There are some good ones though, but can't decide like a solid second favourite. I'd have to have a think about it.
Well, I could definitely tell you a second favourite.
Okay.
And that's Assassin's Creed 2.
Okay.
Assassin's Creed 2, where they explored Italy.
Oh,
Yeah.
With Leonardo da Vinci. I mean, great.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah, no, that was very nice.
And you got the great villains as well. I mean, and the Borgias, I think, the Borgias or something like that, who was the original crime family.
Yeah.
And they took over as the Pope.
Yeah.
And, you know, such an interesting story. And, I mean, you couldn't fit it all in one game, though. I mean, I think there was like two others that continued that story. So it was kind of like a trilogy before we it led on to Assassin's Creed 3, which is in the Civil War, was it?
Yeah, American Civil
American
War.
American Civil War.
Yeah.
So, but I mean, the first one, I mean, it was a good stepping stone, but it felt a bit repetitive, really, gameplay wise. But Assassin's Creed 2 elevated it.
Yeah, yeah. It was definitely kind of this is all the stuff people liked about it. This is how we improve on it, make a good story, you know. Have more set piece missions and stuff like that. I think Brotherhood is the best of the Ezio ones.
Yes.
Because I think just one of the things I love about Assassin's Creed 2 is the story. One of the things I don't love about it is there's not much to do other than the story, I think.
Yeah.
Whereas Brotherhood, it's like there's so much stuff to do, but it's all good because later on there's so much stuff to do, most of it's not worth doing. Brotherhood, it feels like everything is contributing to that one central fantasy of, you know, being the leader of this group of vagabonds fighting against the Borgias. And, yeah, I just think it's great fun.
How do you feel about the latest one that's just come out, about a couple of years ago now, Assassin's Creed Shadows? How do you feel about that one?
I've not even played it yet.
No, I haven't got a chance to play it.
And I think, I'll be honest with you, it wasn't the best one. I mean, if you're looking for a great samurai game, play Ghost of Tsushima or Ghost of Yotai. I mean, I'll be honest, Ghost of Yotai, I mean, it's pretty much the same story that we already played before with the first game, where it's like, she's like out for revenge against this group of, this group, and you've got to hone the skills and build the skills and stuff like that. It's pretty much the same story as the first one, but is it an upgrade? A slight upgrade, I'd say. It's slightly better than Tsushima, I think.
Yeah.
But if you want to play the, if you do want to play like a really good samurai game, those are the games to go to, I think.
Yeah, Ghost of Tsushima is a classic, like proper modern classic.
Yeah, but the Assassin's Creed Black Flag Resync comes out in July, I believe, so not long to wait, actually. But we are going to jump into a bit of music. And another anniversary that happened the other day is this particular album from Pink Floyd, the one and only Pink Floyd, got to the UK number one 53 years ago, just the other day. And there's many good songs on this album. It was hard to choose one, but we are just going to go with Breathe in the Air, but we're going to play a quick advert first.
Wake up to something different on Sunday mornings by joining me, Pete Evans, for Spinning Jazz. The finest in modern jazz, from hard bop to bossa nova, from Latin to soul. That's Spinning Jazz every Sunday morning at 9 on Sheffield Live. 93.2 FM.
don't be afraid to care. Around, choose your own ground. How you live, how you fly, smiles you'll give and tears you'll cry. All you touch and all you see is all your life will ever be. Run, rabbit, run. Dig that hole, get the sun. When at last the work is done, round it down, it's time to dig another one. How you live and how you fly, but only if you ride the tide. Balanced on the biggest wave, race towards another grave.
It's time to open the music box. Join me, Steve Roden, every Thursday morning between 10 and 12 for music from the 40s to the 90s from my own music collection. Songs I've grown up with, ones I am sure you will enjoy hearing again. Hope to see you there.
Hi, I'm Eddie Grant and you're listening to Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
Pink Floyd with Breathe in the Air here on Communities Live. And the next part of the show, I mentioned it at the start, there's a certain new Bond game coming out and there's a new theme song coming with it. Chris, would you like to explain that a bit more?
Yes, so we've just recently released a new song now. It's by Lana Del Rey, and it's called First Light. And I mean, I'm looking forward to the new Bond game when it comes out. And, you know, I mean, IOI, I was dreaming for IOI to get this game because the way they've done the Hitman series, I mean, that was pretty Bondian in itself.
Hitman was great.
Because you got, like, all the locations, all the elements you needed for a Bond game.
Yeah. The tuxedo.
You just needed James Bond himself, and then you've got the perfect recipe for a Bond game. And, I mean, and I'm so glad they have get to do this now.
I'm just
praying, I've got my fingers crossed that it's going to be good.
I really hope it is. But this song by Lana Del Rey, as Chris mentioned, shares the name with the game, and it is called First Light. And by the way, this is the first time I'll be listening to this song, so you might get a live reaction.
And I just want to say as well, I mean, there's a couple of other actors that I will mention on this. Did you know Lenny Kravitz is in the game? Lenny Kravitz is in the new Bond game, and he's also one of the Bond villains.
Is he really?
Yeah,
I think I might play this now.
I mean, there's a clip on YouTube. I won't say too much into it. I'll let you watch it. But okay. he is one of the villains, and well, see for yourself. I'll just say that.
Right, here is First Light, and you might get a live reaction from me because it'll be the first time I've listened to this.
Just to watch you, time just to know whether you'll play your life like the game.
Lana Del Rey with First Light here on Communities Live, and that is a great song. It's not even a Bond like film song, but it's got that Bond vibe almost. The orchestra in the background, you could just tell it's a Bond song.
You know, it's interesting because, I mean, this is the first game that we've had for about over, gosh, really 13 years ago now, because I think the last one that we saw was the awful 007 Legends.
Yeah.
And I mean, awful. And it's because they didn't even and it's with the Daniel Craig game, but it's like they didn't even pick any great moments from all the series. I mean, it's like they picked the great film, the best films what we could make out. Goldfinger, I mean, great film, but they did absolutely nothing with the laser scene.
Yeah.
Honor Majesty's Secret Service, I mean, we had a mini turret section with a helicopter. That never even happened in the film. You know, I mean, License to Kill, great film as well, I think. Yeah. I mean, underrated as far as I'm concerned.
Is that one of the Dalton ones?
Yeah, one of the Tommy the Dalton ones.
It was 40 years ago, believe it or not.
But saying that, he was more closer to what Daniel Craig was. And a lot of people didn't like that. But I thought, be honest with you, it was a good. I thought it was underrated, really.
Yeah.
That's my opinion. I mean, Daniel Craig, brilliant. He's one of the best James Bonds.
He's the book accurate one, what I've been told. Like, if you read the books, he fits the description straight away. But in terms of films, I do think Sean Connery's still the best.
Oh, definitely.
Forever will
mile,
be
by a mile. But I'm thinking, like, if this game hits off, and I hope it does.
Fingers crossed.
And, I mean, from what I've seen so far, we Patrick Gibson, who was playing James Bond, hopefully we might be looking at the next James Bond for films as well. Fingers crossed.
Oh, okay, do you think?
I hope so. I mean, let's see what happens, because, I mean, from what I've seen, it looks really good. But the jury's out at the moment. I mean, we also got found out who the director was doing the next Bond film as well. He is Denis Villeneuve or something like
fantastic,
that.
Fantastic! Yeah,
who did the Dune series? So that's going to be promising. That's going to be interesting. What he's going to do with Bond? Because I think his films, I mean, from what I've seen, they're kind of slow. But the world building as well, I think. I mean, I've seen Blade Runner 2042, which is a great film, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
But when you look at the trailers, I think a lot of people were deceived about it, because when you see the trailers, they're expecting like an action-packed, heavy film, but it's not.
Yeah.
It's a very slow-building sci-fi world.
Yeah.
But it's not slow where you get bored.
Yeah.
It's slow that it builds up very slowly, but you get intrigued by the characters of that.
Yeah, I mean, there's a big difference between slow and boring, but they share a lot of the same traits, so it's difficult to do slow well and keep it entertaining, I think, in it. But Denny, yeah, he just knows how to do it. I think he's amazing.
And, I mean, I've got another couple of video game films that's coming out as well. What do you reckon to Zach Cregger? Have you ever watched films like Weapons or Barbarian?
I've seen Barbarian.
But that's a Zach Cregger film, right? Oh, okay. So, and he's going to do a new Resident Evil film. So okay. He's going to do a reboot of Resident Evil.
But, I hope they don't butcher it.
But we're not going to have any of the classic characters. It's going to be an original story.
Oh, okay. Kind of like the Fallout TV show.
So it's like, it takes place between Resident Evil 2 and 3. And they said, but it's not going to follow any of the classic characters like Leon S. Kennedy or Joe Valentine, Chris Redfield. There's not going to be any of them there. It's a completely new story set in the universe of Resident Evil. How do you feel about that?
It's almost like going onto a blank canvas, like starting a whole new thing. But those characters you've just listed are iconic characters, so they're not even going to be featured at all.
No, from what I heard, no. I mean,
that's a shame, I think, because they are iconic and they deserve to be in the further extended universe of Resident Evil. So, yeah. Bit of a shame, I think.
I mean, there's a lot of. He said he played a lot of the games as well, and I mean, and I'm surprised that he's actually going down this decision. Really, we're saying that he's going to do a completely blank slate on the lore and all that. He said he's played the games like Resident Evil 4 to death. Yeah. He's played hours and hours and hours of it, apparently. And he's also playing a new one. So, and to say that they're bringing an entirely new cast of characters in for the story, it's going to be interesting. And from what I heard, it's apparently about this courier who is delivering a parcel to Raccoon City General. And there's an outbreak. We don't know how it started. Yeah, time will tell, I think.
Time will tell. And, when we get into this next song, Brad, during the music break, you saw the video better than I did, for the angle I'm sat on this table. What did Lenny Kravitz actually look like on that video?
He looked just like his real self, like his real life.
Like a carbon copy.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Saying that, well, I mean, it's not, we're just talking about that with Lenny Kravitz of her. I mean, for any actors that's on that does video games now, they look exactly the spitting image of what you see.
Motion
capture is
a great little thing.
I mean, look at if you play Death Stranding, look at Norman Reedus.
He looks just like
Mads Mikkelsen, Lea Seydoux, and Guillermo del Toro. They all look exactly the spitting image of him. And you know what? It just makes you wonder where they're going to go next. I mean, if they're going to go next, if they could go further. And I can't see it going any further, really, because we're nearly there. The only thing I can actually think of is that it's probably going to be real life. Like
Norman Reedus comes round to your house.
Hello. So,
imagine.
Who knows? I mean, but how do you feel about VR? Because VR is taking place now a lot. I think PlayStation VR 2 was a bit of a letdown because there's not many games come out for that, unfortunately. But what do you think about VR?
I think one of the problems with VR is, because it's great, but you need a lot of room and a lot of equipment. And I think because of that, it's just still not that accessible. And it probably won't be for a while because you kind of have to dedicate an entire room to a VR if you want to use it properly, like clear a lot of floor space, which people just don't have the space to do, which is a shame, but I think maybe there might be another way to, you know, bring games forward. Maybe AR instead.
And, I mean, there's also another thing I want to mention as well. I mean, and I think this is a bit of a complaint, really. It's that a lot of these games that are shown the first time are years out. Do you think we should be waiting a little bit longer until it's closer to the release date instead of like giving us a teaser, like, and then you're going to wait 3 or 4 years? Like, say James Bond, we found that out. They were making that in 2021. I think it was 2021, late 2021, I think it was. And it took them 4 years to actually show the game.
Yeah.
Do you think they need to...
I think it can depend, really, because if you want to know what people think about stuff and what they want to go in, announcing it early is a good idea.
Right.
Because then, you know, the people who are really passionate about it, they will come out and they will say, this needs to be in it, or you shouldn't do this.
Yes.
And it is a great way to get consumer feedback, which will hopefully lead to a better product overall. But then, yeah, it can just be really irritating waiting years and years for stuff. I mean, the GTA 6 meme has been played to death, but how long has it been since that's been announced and we've just been waiting?
Like, insert Titanic meme here.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what? I will say this for, I mean, you just mentioned GTA 6. I mean, hopefully it does come out this year. But I think if they delay it, I mean, I'm probably one in a million that says this, but if we delay it, I think it will result in a better game because it gives it more polish and more time.
Yeah.
But if it's already complete, then release it already. We're looking forward to it. And do you know how much it apparently costs to make, from what I heard rumour wise?
It's just going to make me upset when I hear it gone.
Just say a figure, and I'll tell you if you're close or not.
500 mil.
What do you say, Brad?
I'm going to guess a few hundred million.
What about you?
I'm going to go a bit out here, but closer to like a billion because of how long it's taken.
And you know what? You're nearly spot on.
How much is it?
1.5 billion pounds to make the game. Ooh. 1.5 billion. Can you imagine now? And tell you something, I think we're going to get that back in a day because it's going to be that popular.
You can make a few movies with that money.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. Even like you can make like a few Star Wars or Marvel movies with that money. Wow.
£1.5 million it took. A lot of money. Yeah. Just for one game as well. So I hope it's good.
Fingers crossed. We were talking about the legendary Lenny Kravitz just a few minutes ago, and we're going to go into one of his better songs, I think, with some amazing guitaring, and we're going to go with Are You Gonna Go My Way?
Classic.
We'll be right back. The Max Chance Show is now on from 5 to 7 p.m. Tuesdays. Hear eclectic music and a bit of comedy.
There's a place I must go. There's a place I must go. It's not a place I have seen.
Lenny Kravitz with Are You Gonna Go My Way here on Communities Live. We're getting into the final few minutes of the show, unfortunately. But it's
flat, isn't it?
Especially talking talking about good stuff as well, may I just add. But what is, has anyone got anything exciting planned for the next week until we next see each other again?
I'm going to see Alfie Boat tomorrow. I'm taking my dad for because my dad likes Alfie Boat, so I'm taking him out for a treat, really. Because he's a massive fan of Alfie Boat, so I got a couple of tickets for him. And
is it the City Hall?
It's at the City Hall tomorrow. So
I enjoy that.
So we're enjoying that. But other than that, I've got nothing else to report, really.
Brad, how about you?
Going up to Huddersfield tomorrow. Seeing a friend for a birthday.
Just a party or just going around Huddersfield?
Just going around Huddersfield. There's a new light cinema up there with some stuff in it.
Just so, like the one up there?
Yeah.
It's the same company and everything,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, but they have more stuff. They have like a virtual shooting range thing, and I think they have bowling and stuff in there. So
that's a great little feature. I've never seen that in a cinema before.
Neither have I, yeah.
I mean, Hollywood Bowl's the closest thing, which outside of Cineworld rather than in it. Lewis, how about you?
Nothing too exciting, just sitting in the garden, soaking up some rays, you know.
Some nice sun. Hopefully the weather continues the next few days, because it's about time I had some good weather.
Yeah.
It's bank holiday weekend, of course, not forgetting that too.
Yeah, it's mainly,
isn't it? It's already, April's already gone already. It was just yesterday, it was like Easter. No, it feels like it anyways.
This year's flown in general.
Don't say that.
It always does flow.
It's Christmas soon.
Yeah.
I mean, I could just imagine it being the 37th tomorrow. That's how fast it goes, you know what I mean? And you know, it's not going to get any slower, unfortunately. No. I don't want to be old yet. I want to still be young.
No, my weekend will consist of going up to Newcastle to see some family members. I'm also seeing The Charlatans whilst up there on the Sunday. If you aren't aware of The Charlatans, not as famous as Oasis and Stone Roses, but a big part of the Manchester movement in the 90s. And I look forward to seeing them. I think they're doing Sheffield as well, I believe.
Nice.
I think it might be Saturday, actually, they do Sheffield, and they go straight up after.
Oh, okay.
But we chose Newcastle just for a bit of a change of scenery.
Yeah, how
are? Good impression. We are at the end of the show, unfortunately. I will tell you about the Charlatans next week as well. But it's nice to have all four of us in the same room again.
Yeah,
it's been an absolute. It's always a privilege.
And I've got a couple of reviews that I need to get out next week. So
stay tuned.
One is that new Starfield game. I mean, I'm still in the middle of that. But so far, I'm liking what I'm playing so far. But is it as good as what Elder Scrolls is? I'm going to be honest. No. No, it's not. But I think it's one of those games that if you grin and bear it and you keep at it for a while, you might see.
Okay.
See little things that you might like out of it.
Okay,
It's one of those games that you've got to push through, really. I think. I mean, there is some action moments in it, but other than that, I'll tell you more about it next week when I play it.
Do stay tuned. Just quickly before we get onto the final song, Chris, how can you get involved in the show and join us on this this nice table?
Yes, we are still looking for volunteers. I mean, come and join our team at Communities Live, like Brad, Lewis and Oliver did. I mean, how did you join? Tell us.
I knew about the station years ago, but then once I finished university, my work coach actually suggested that I join, and then here I am, almost a year later. Next month will be a year since I joined.
It's flown, hasn't it? And what about you, Lewis? How did you join?
I just climbed through the window and set up shop. No, Oliver introduced me. Very, very luckily for me, I should say. And then, it's just been good since then.
And what about you, Brad?
I was the same as Oliver. My work coach sort of helped me
well, like I'd already known about the place already, but my work coach helped me put me in touch with you and all that.
And how do you guys feel about joining so far?
I've not got a bad word to say.
What about you, Lo?
No, it's great. Yeah, I really like it. Lots
of
fun.
You, Brad? I'm enjoying it. Yeah,
great. And long may it continue. Plenty more things to come. But we are going to get into the final song, and a certain member of the Beatles has released a new album just last Friday.
Sorry, could I just jump in there? Because I actually had told people how to get in contact.
Oh, sorry.
No, it's fine. So, if you want to join our team, we are currently still looking for more volunteers. So if you want to come and join our team, you can get in touch with us on our Communities Live Facebook page. We also have our very own Sheffield Live website. Or you can contact me at chrissonelli89@gmail.com. Again, you can get in touch with us on our Facebook page at Commuters Live. We also have our very own Sheffield Live website. Or you can get in touch with us on our community. Get in touch with me at chrissonelli89@gmail.com. Come and join us. We have a great laugh and great fun. And
there's still some room around the table.
And there's still room around the table. Yeah. You know, come and join the family.
We don't bite.
Well, we are going to get into the final song of the show now. And a certain Beatle has released a new album just last Friday. And it's not Paul McCartney.
Wow.
It is Sir Ringo Starr this time around. The title of the song is shared with the name of the album called Long, Long Road. And if you watch the music video to this, it's literally like taking a trip down memory lane for Ringo. There's old footage of the Beatles. Mm-hmm. And everything. It's a lovely little music video to watch, and we are just going to end it with the show. Thank you all for listening, and thank you all for being in the studio. It's been a pleasure, as always.
Thank you, and see you all next week.
It's a long, long road that leads us somewhere. It's a heavy load when you're trying to get there. We all carry on through thick and thin. I look in the mirror.